Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go, comic legend Eddie Murphy talks to Ellen about how men and women react to the news that he has 10 children. Camila Cabello talks to Ellen about Ellen getting all the credit for fixing her up with Shawn Mendes. Jimmy Kimmel auctions off some incredible drawings of a very average Ellen producer. And we talk about a very exciting television event premiering tonight on primetime television, Ellen's Greatest Night of Giveaways. I'm Ed Glavin.
I'm Andy Lassner.
I'm Mary Connolly.
Oh, I'm Kevin Eliam II.
And this is
Ellen on the Go.
Andy and friends to the outside world.
The outside world. Well, at least you don't wear an Andy and Friends sweatshirt every day of your life.
That's all I have.
It's like a uniform
right
how
now.
How about how much Ellen is wearing her Andy and
yeah.
Friends sweatshirt?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
she's a good person.
She loves Andy.
She feels sorry for me the way you guys treat me. That she feels like sometimes she needs to give me love.
All we do is support and love you.
Do you feel mistreated in any way,
you know,
shape,
or form?
Let's
not get into this on the podcast.
I had a favorite Andy moment this week. So we are doing 12 days, of course. Soothe,
sure.
A company I use all the time. I love in-home massages. We always like to surprise Ellen with someone on the massage table.
Yes, we do.
Yep.
I don't know where it came from. I'm often accused of making Andy do things. Never even heard it was happening.
I mean, rightfully, right. You're often accused, rightfully.
Right,
rightfully.
This one,
and you're happy to. You're happy.
I love
to,
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. You can tell the story, and then I'll tell it from my painful
point
of view.
And then I have my point of view.
So yeah. I'm in the booth watching, very excited. They reveal the thing, and I see someone on the table, and it's Andy Lassner not wearing a shirt, which was surprising. So Sean Hayes hops on the table.
Yes.
Starts massaging your back, and then somehow the sheet disappears.
Yeah.
Oh, because he yanks it off.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I like that part. I like that part very much. Andy, who's been doing his power walking and is looking great.
But I'm not doing upper body work.
Oh, that's true. You can't tell. No. And then he falls behind the table to try to hide out of camera view, takes the sheet with him, and he's under the sheet.
It was so funny.
I kept in the back of it thinking, can this open?
Until a bowl of chips and guacamole from an earlier giveaway
gets
snatched underneath the sheet.
Well,
so now what are you doing?
Ellen brought it to me, placed it next to her.
Yeah.
Then she gave me, I tasted one and I was like, oh, this is actually good.
Oh gosh, it was so funny, Andy.
The point being, here's how it went down for me. Right before the show, Jonathan Norman, who runs 12 Days for us, says, you're in 12 Days. I said, no, I'm not. He said, you are. You're going to be on the massage table. And I said, I'm not taking my shirt off. He said.
And then you said on headset.
Right. I said, I'm not taking it off. But he goes, fine. I go, does anyone know about this? And he points to Kevin and Ed in their seats in the control room. Says, yep, they know. So then that goes. Then I start thinking about it.
Hold on. Let's just insert ourselves here. So before the show, Jonathan Norman tells you that he's using you in 12 days, that he expects you to be on this massage table when we give away the Soothe gift card, right? Right, Andy?
Yep.
Yeah. I have no knowledge of this. So any conversation you have with him, they know. I have no knowledge that any of this is going to happen. We leave the control room, or you leave the control room. I stay in the control room, and the show starts.
Right. Yep.
What happens?
The show starts, and I say on the headset, because I start worrying about it.
We get right before the segment.
Top of the show,
I say to Ed, hey, Ed, you know what? Can you talk to Kevin? Because I figure Kevin's in on it.
No idea.
I say, can you talk to Kevin and just say, I'll do the massage table, because I figure it's all been discussed. I'm so, what's the word?
Oblivious?
No.
Where you're so... Naive?
No. Where you're so used to being the victim of Kevin.
Absent-minded?
No, where you're so used to being a victim.
Punch drunk?
You've been... beat down?
Yeah, I'm so beat down by Kevin that I figured I can't do anything about it, but at least don't make me be shirtless. So just, I said to Ed, can you just confirm that if I have to take my shirt off, I'm not doing this?
Right.
And what did I say?
And how did that go?
And he said, I don't even know what you're talking about, which is typical Ed.
Right.
Typical Ed? What do you mean? What does that mean?
I wash my hands of this. I pretend like I know nothing. And he says, fine, don't do it, dude. Just tell Kevin you're whatever. I said, okay, good. So it's going away.
So I turn to Kevin.
Yes.
In that act one, I said, Andy is telling me that he will not do the massage table without a shirt. And I don't think anyone should do the massage table with a shirt. No one gets a massage with their shirt on.
Right.
I'm not pressuring Andy to do this. I only push Andy into doing the haunted house. So if he doesn't want to do it, he's not going to do it. Yeah. Kevin goes, I don't care.
I get on with you and I go,
nobody cares. Don't do it.
No, you never. That's the part that's missing. You never got back to me. Never got back to me. So, but in my head, I figure it's gone.
Right.
He may be right. Andy may be right that I didn't get back to him.
He didn't get back to me.
That's maybe the second. That might be the second mistake.
So then the show goes. Then the show happens.
Right.
And it's
happening. Now we're in the break before the act.
We're in the commercial break before the act. I see Johnny coming out to me. And I'm curious. And I say, hey, Johnny.
Who'd you get?
Who did you get for the massage table? And now let's start by the fact that Johnny is overwhelmed and under a lot of pressure during the 12 days.
He is.
And so
and generally cranky anyway.
And generally cranky anyway.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
This is by far one of the most overwhelming times for him.
It's so much work.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
And so I say, who did you get? And his face loses all color.
Yep.
Did you?
And he goes, you. And I go, no, they got someone else. He goes, no, you're doing it. And so I go into mode of like, I can't upset Johnny.
No, you're
what did I do?
You're skipping a beat.
What did I do?
The beat is you then on headset
say
going, they're expecting me to do it.
Johnny needs me.
They want
Johnny
me to do it.
Me.
They want me to do it, but I'm not taking off my shirt.
Right.
And Ed may have said, come on.
Take your shirt off.
You can't get on a massage table with your shirt on.
With your shirt on.
So in order to be a good friend to Johnny, you ran off,
and I'm entirely sure that when you come out on the table, you can have your shirt on, because that's what you're most comfortable doing.
Well, that's what you would think, but then I get on there, and the props people and the wardrobe people are like,
you have to take
your shirt off.
From the control
Tracy,
room perspective,
everyone.
He says, I'm going. I go, well, this will be interesting. So I can't see any of this, because it's
backstage.
And then all of a sudden, I just see this little kerfluffle in the front row of the control room between our director, Liz, and our AD. Like, hubba, hubba, hubba. I go, what? And then I hear someone go, oh, no, he's taking it off.
It was everyone telling me, you can't be on a massage, you know, the sheet's going to be, well, so I figure,
oh,
no one.
This is right here now, you're about to state your third mistake.
Was assuming anything, yes.
I figure.
What'd you figure?
And
that the people doing the segment are going to protect him under the sheet.
Yes, because I figured
that too.
I figure Sean Hayes isn't going to do anything. No, Ellen is going to, and it's just a top. It's just a funny reveal. Oh my God, there's Andy.
That's ridiculous. It's
and then the rest happens.
It's ridiculous that you would think that you would be.
Oh gosh, that's funny.
Safe.
This is a long story that doesn't really go anywhere other than
it goes so many fun places.
Well, you need to go look at it on the DVR so you
can
understand.
We're going to play a little clip just so you can hear the mayhem.
Yes.
But you have to go watch it on your DVR.
12 days can really take it out of me. I could use something soothing right now.
Well, I have just the thing for you, Ellen. You want to rest your head on my chest?
I was thinking more like a massage.
Oh. Then you're lost. Soothe is the world's leading on-demand massage service that delivers a licensed therapist to your home or office within the hour in over 65 cities.
You can enjoy a singles or couples massage with your $500 Soothe gift card.
What are you doing, Ann? What's going on? Come on out! Come on out! Say hi to the gang!
Stop.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm just resting.
If your child has an okay tech learning experience, it might feel more like homework. But if they have the best experience doing something they're passionate about, it could light a fire in them for the rest of their life. That's the gift ID Tech can give them. Whether they're interested in coding, video game development, robotics, video production, ID Tech can guide your child from casual explorer to college-bound pro. Their rockstar instructors transform a love of apps and video games like Fortnite into a foundation for college, internships, and dream careers at companies like Google and Disney. Kids have a blast exploring their interests and build the STEM skills employers are desperate for. ID Tech was founded in Silicon Valley. Now they have programs at 150 prestigious campuses campus destinations worldwide, from Caltech and NYU to Cambridge and the University of Hong Kong. Chances are you can find a location within driving distance. There are courses for all skill levels. Beginners are welcome, and advanced students have a place to be challenged and grow. When you invest in your child today, tomorrow takes care of itself. So nurture their interest now with help from ID Tech. Visit idtech.com/Ellen today to reserve your child's spot and receive $75 off. This is a great gift for the holidays, so now's the time to do it. That's idtech.com/Ellen for $75 off. idtech.com/Ellen.
Can we post online just the ISO camera of just Andy underneath there?
Oh, that's so funny.
For the amount, for that entire act?
Yes.
Well, and Ed, the whole time, is like, Liz, widen so we can see. And all the rest of the giveaway acts, Liz included the rumpled up sheet of skin behind.
I was like, wide. I want to see Andy.
I couldn't tell you. My apologies to our partners in that act. All I watched for the next 4 minutes was you under that table.
Oh my God.
That was so funny. Did you bruise? You fell down. It looked like you took a...
No, I didn't bruise. I consciously went down to try...
You dropped fast, though.
You did drop fast.
It felt like I wanted, in that moment, be a turtle. I wish I had a shell that I could have retreated into.
You behaved turtle-like in that you just tried to crawl
up into a ball. I'm not someone confident going shirtless.
Do we have to do a make-right for Soothe?
You know what?
And is there is
Soothe
there,
massages all body is, types, even now, mine.
That's the beauty of Soothe. Just for clarification.
Yeah.
Does yours take longer?
Is there a specific... I believe I know that there's a specific reason why you don't want to be shirtless.
What is that?
A specific reason?
There's a couple of reasons. One is I have tattoos.
Right. To me, that's what I think begins and ends before.
I grew up in an Orthodox Jewish family, and I don't love what? What do you say?
Evan goes big nipples.
No, there's three things. One, first and foremost. No, they're all equal. First,
stretch marks
is the tattoos. Because I grew up Orthodox and I don't love that when I don't mind having them. I really don't. But I don't love when relatives or my mom specifically sees the tattoos. So I try and avoid
that. Does Danielle listen to the podcast?
She does not.
Okay.
No one knows, Mary.
Hi, Danielle.
I love my mother very much. And that's why
I love your mother very much.
At my age, I still try and protect her from the awfulness that I've done in my life.
So there's the tattoos.
The next thing is the obvious. I got a little bit of a gut.
I have a belly.
You're lighter than I am.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot more muscle,
but you're lighter than I am.
And the third thing is only something that's entered the picture in the last couple of years.
The stench.
When you become a man of a certain age. I don't know if it's becoming a man of a certain age. No.
Boobies.
I've noticed a little bit of back hair.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit of lower back hair. And by a little bit, sometimes I'm like, oh, that's significant. And so I hadn't combed it that day. So I have a little bit of lower.
Do you sometimes have the back hair?
A little bit of back hair, which isn't horrible.
Is there like a waxing ever?
No.
I mean, it's not great.
No.
Like a laser?
No, but I may start doing that.
If we're going to be honest.
I only groom one area of hair besides my head and face.
Okay, we're not going to lose that.
What was that?
What are we talking about?
Wow. Like professionally have it groomed?
No. But what are we talking about? This is not... Cut this out.
Do you occasionally... Let me just ask you this question.
Yes, I occasionally manscape.
Do you occasionally give yourself a there cut?
A there cut?
I've given myself a there cut occasionally. Oh, but that's not what this is about. I have back hair. What are we talking about? Let's move on, everyone.
I just want to understand the methodology behind the hair. So you manscape, but you leave hair on your back.
Because I can't get there.
It's hard to reach.
I self-scape, so I'm not going to somewhere where they're going to take care of that.
I'm sure that looks great. I'm sure you just look like a porn star.
I self-scape.
I can't. This is the absolute bottom.
Whatever listeners we did have, this is the nadir of this podcast.
Oh, God.
I get it.
This is a day I got too comfortable
to the podcast. We thank you for your time. We thank you for giving us a chance. And we understand.
It's so bad on so many levels.
We understand.
We're going to leave this up to our producer, Daniel. And if right now we're laughing, but you don't know what's funny, that means Daniel decided to edit. I'm going to leave it up to you, sir.
I think it all lives.
All right.
Kevin, you self-scape or professional scape?
Self-scape.
Got it.
But I want to try professional scaping.
Right, so you self-scape, so why am I the weird one?
Because I don't say self-scape.
Right. Too late.
Oh, no.
So you give yourself a there cut?
A there cut.
Oh, I'm naturally hairless.
Ed's a never hair.
Yeah. You ever see those hairless cats? That's Ed.
Yeah. That's Ed, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, been fortunate like that way.
I'm more like, my skin is like the texture of a dolphin.
That's amazing.
All right, now let's just go back for a second because the podcast is called Ellen on the Go.
Yeah, so let's talk about Ellen.
As if we never knew her.
I know. This is why people don't listen.
I want to talk for a minute about Eddie Murphy.
They get us four idiots.
Okay, Eddie Murphy.
I think this is interesting, and maybe it's not interesting to the listener, but I'm sure you'll let us know. Eddie Murphy is a comedy legend. When he was on Saturday Night Live, which was now at least 20 years ago or more, he was brilliant, and he played outrageous characters.
He was as big a star as Saturday Night Live had.
I mean, he may be the biggest star to ever have emerged from SNL. Right. Like, he's massive, right?
He was a giant TV star, became a giant movie star.
Yeah, Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. Coming to America.
Mm-hmm. But what he's not that guy in a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, he's not the guy you saw on SNL. He's actually quite cerebral.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, kind of quiet, you know? And unlike some talk show guests like Ray Romano, who will prepare material and work on it with the producer for days and days and days, Eddie Murphy, when he doesn't do a lot. And when he does do it, he just shows up.
Like, he comes to have a conversation, not to do material.
Exactly.
I think we've talked about Eddie before on the podcast, or maybe not. What a stand-up he was standing. Growing up, cassette,
legend.
I would listen to over and over.
See, yes. I would listen to Richard Pryor. It's probably the difference
very
in
similar.
Our ages
and,
is that I would listen to Richard Pryor and you would listen to Eddie
That was
Murphy.
Like, he
I
was the only, he was really,
That's
growing up in
weird?
New York City, he was kind of the only stand-up you would hear who actually had an album or a cassette.
Well, you could also watch him.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor, you couldn't watch. You had
Well, Richard Pryor had a movie. Richard Pryor did a movie of one of his a concert, a movie of one of his shows.
Right, that's true. But and Eddie, first I learned about him in SNL, but then I only had a cassette because I didn't hear a lot of stand-ups unless I went to somewhere to watch stand-up. And
But I mean Eddie Murphy Raw.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So good.
Yeah.
So Eddie Murphy.
But just to finish, he as a result, he's a sort of a cerebral talk show guest. You know, he's not what you think he's going to be, which can be tricky for producers because they want him to be Eddie Murphy.
That guy.
But they have this like mutual, Eddie Murphy and Ellen have this mutual affection and respect for each other that is really special.
Well, they've both done the practically impossible.
Yeah.
Which is succeed as stand-up comedians on a large scale.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have respect for each other on that. And Eddie Murphy hasn't made a lot of movies lately and keeps talking about maybe going back to stand-up. But there's one thing Eddie Murphy has been doing consistently over the last 30 years.
Having babies.
He's been having kids.
A lot of babies.
This was... I couldn't wait for him to talk about this. Eddie Murphy has 10 kids, and the age range of his 10 kids, his youngest is 1 year old, and his oldest is 30 years old.
Yeah.
So crazy. Which is,
say it again.
Youngest child, 1 year old. Oldest child, 30 years old.
Is there a grandchild?
There is. There's a five-month-old grandchild.
That's amazing. I have a child who's one and a grandchild who's 5 months old. Right. That is an unbelievable...
Like, he just talks about it just going like, I love having kids and I love having everybody around and it's great fun and he has a great time and he's a homebody and...
But him discussing with Ellen how women react to him having 10 kids versus how men react to him having 10 kids is really funny.
So funny.
Take a listen.
So you have, as we just mentioned, you have this new baby who is now a year old, right?
My new son, yeah,
yes. Is a year old. And you have 10 children.
Yes.
10 children. See the reaction when you say... Does it seem like a lot to you, or does that seem okay?
No, it seems okay. It's funny the reaction the audience gives.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Men kind of look at me like, he's crazy. How much did that cost? And women is kind of like it's something sexy about it, I think.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy must be doing his thing.
Yeah. You're doing your thing.
Eddie Murphy be getting it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
He don't be bullshit.
Uh-huh. Well, it is a lot, and especially their age is like 1 to 30, right?
Yeah, my oldest is 30, and my youngest is 1. And I just had my first grandchild.
Oh, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Oh, and yeah, they are.
And how do you feel about having a grandchild?
I like it. I'm happy with them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you cool. Like kids. It's clear that you like family and you like kids.
Kev.
Darling.
What is the biggest family of kids you knew growing up?
I think it was the Powells with 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then we caught up with 5. But my family we have a 21-year age gap between my parents' oldest and youngest.
Wow.
So we're not that far behind Eddie Murphy's crazy math.
No. And but you are a family of
5 total.
Yep. Right.
But my mom had LB, who lives out here, when she was 49.
Right.
Which is insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Growing
like
biblically
up, insane.
I was best friends with a woman by the name of Sue Kennedy, and she was the eldest of 9.
Wow.
And there was...
Would you go over to her house?
Constantly.
Oh, my gosh.
Constantly.
Pandemonium?
So much fun. Just so much fun. We had a blast. And I would sleep over there. I would have sleepovers. So then it's just like 10 people sleeping over.
Yeah, what's
sure,
one
just
more?
What the parents want. Yeah. One more.
And the littlest kid always knew to wake me up in the middle of the night because they knew that I would either change their diaper or get them a bottle because
really?
Everyone else would just, you know, do the pretend sleep.
That's so funny.
And I would do it. But that family, I think, had an 11 or 12-year age
with
gap.
10 kids?
Yeah, 9
oh
kids.
Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing.
Whoa.
Boom, 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 boom.
My dad was the youngest of 11.
Yeah, your
11
dad was
kids.
The youngest.
He was the youngest.
11.
He had nieces and nephews who were his age. His brothers were so much older than him that they had kids who were his age.
That is insane.
Yeah. And we grew up with a family in South Jersey. Once we moved from Philly to South Jersey, there was a family called the McNellises, and they had 15 kids.
Yeah. But
that's a lot of kids.
It just doesn't happen anymore.
How do you afford 15 kids?
Yeah.
Like you just...
I have 3, and it's sometimes rewarding and sometimes soul crushing.
You're seeing 12 more.
I guarantee you they don't listen to the podcast. All right.
Who should we talk about
Camila
next?
Camila Cabello. She's not beautiful. And talented.
And wildly popular.
Very talented.
Very talented. Very popular.
She, of course, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't know who she is, the song Havana, which you couldn't hide from.
Havana, hula da.
Currently, you're unable to hide from it because Andy's singing it.
Anyway, so that was her first
huge hit. Then Senorita.
With her lover,
Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes' boyfriend.
So we know they've consummated the relationship.
Well, we know they're together.
Good to know.
Let's say boyfriend. Shawn Mendes. Their big hit was...
Senorita.
Which everybody loves. And so she came on the show.
She did.
Yeah.
And it turns out that she and he had appeared on our show together many years ago. And so...
And we're not... a couple or anything at that time.
But that's all Ellen needs to go, I'm responsible. I'm responsible for you guys being together.
Yep.
We're back with Camila Cabello. And so you were great on the AMAs. And and you and Sean, cute. And now, I think I played a part in getting y'all together because y'all were here in 2016.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I remember
Did
that.
Did you know him before that?
Yeah, well, I knew him, I met him on the Austin Mahone tour, like literally 5 or 6 years ago.
Right. But here, yeah. Are you in love there? Do you have a crush there? What's happening?
I for sure had a crush there. I think we were stupid. I think we both had a crush, but we were like, I don't know, being babies about it. But we're grown now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely had a crush.
Okay. So and I understand. Yeah, there's the AMA. That performance happened right there. And everybody was just waiting for the kiss, and then you just hit him with your nose.
I know.
Yeah, well, you just went like that.
I always think, like, I thought about, like, we kissed during, because we practice it, and then I kiss him because I kiss him.
Right.
But then it's like, on stage, it just feels weird, because I know that people are expecting it, so then I'm like, I don't want to, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And so then that's why I hit him with my nose.
Right, he was expecting it, too, and then you went, nope, I'm just going to hit you with the nose. Watch the end of this, when she just hits
I haven't seen this yet. Everybody.
Yep. And then, nope, just gonna hit you with my nose.
Nope. I'm like, no. Sorry.
Just the nose hit.
Basically, Ellen has taken credit for every successful relationship in Hollywood.
Well, she has sort of
put a lot of people together.
Well, yeah, she has. I mean, she's been at this, you know, she's been at the sort of the center of a lot of people meeting.
That's true.
Yeah.
She's named babies.
She's named babies.
She's named Hollywood babies.
She's married multiple people.
We have been the first television appearance for so many bands who have blown up after.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rihanna. Rihanna's first television appearance in America was singing Panda Replay on The Ellen Show. Right.
That is crazy. Yes, that is insane.
We've been around for a minute.
And I think most people know this story.
I love it when you call me señorita.
All right. I wish I could say
I didn't need you.
Do we have to clear this?
No, nah. I just want to remind everyone in case they're going, what,
Kevin,
señorita?
Do we have to
I don't
clear
know
the
that
master
song.
For that? Exact rendition.
I love the notion that somebody at a music label might be listening and call us.
Well, I'm just helping. I'm helping.
Kev, tell the story of how Ellen gave Rihanna the idea about the umbrella song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell that story.
Do you remember how it was drizzling?
Tell that story. Yeah.
She was coming in. It was so funny.
Right.
And Ellen did that thing where she couldn't get her umbrella folded back the right way. The strap was all around. The Velcro was the wrong way.
Yeah.
And she was talking to Rihanna about it. They were having the biggest girl giggle in the hallway about it. And she said, you should do umbrella and then LLLA for Ellen's name.
Right. Yeah.
And that's how that song came to be.
Yeah. So there it is.
That's a totally not true podcast.
That's a little fun fact.
That's the truth.
That is a fun fact.
That is a podcast fun fact.
All right, let's talk about Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay. Is there a nicer guy in show business?
There might not be.
Yeah.
Maybe Tom Hanks, but Jimmy Kimmel's pretty nice.
Yeah. Sean Hayes, also really nice. But
he
Jimmy
told a
Kimmel,
story. That story he told about how he organizes the Christmas list.
I've been obsessed. Jimmy, if you listen to the podcast, or if anyone you know listens to the podcast.
Guys, how many times?
Can you just post a blank version of that list of your flow chart, of your Excel spreadsheet, of your gift list?
Very cool.
I've been thinking about it a lot since you talked about it.
I think he seems like a really cool, I mean, I don't really know him personally. Andy does, though. But he seems like a really cool guy.
Yeah.
He has a son who spent a lot of time in Children's Hospital as an infant.
Yes.
And Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. And Jimmy gives Children's Hospital a lot of credit for basically saving his son's life. And so he is also an artist. He illustrated the children's book he was promoting on our show. And he also did some drawings of the one and only Andy Lassner.
Yeah.
And we auctioned them off on the show.
We did.
And the bidding war for pictures. I thought there was going to be a physical altercation for the pictures.
There was almost a fight in the
Nobody
third
cared.
Row of our audience.
Nobody wanted them.
Absolutely not true.
And then Andy did the very gracious thing. They finally went for a grand each. Each went for a grand. So we got $2,000 for Children's Hospital.
Yes.
And then Andy did the very gracious thing of matching that donation.
Yeah, Mr.
So
Big
sweet.
Time. Mr. Yes. Big Time matched the donation.
Yeah, I felt it was a nice thing.
Yeah.
It was a nice thing.
And it was a very flattering, it was a cute drawing of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. It's hard to tell yours.
It's cute.
My thyroid looked okay. And
it did.
It's way nicer. Way nicer than the picture we're posting on Twitter of you.
Before the thyroid blew up.
I made a couple of original drawings of someone who's very special to you. In fact, we've seen him a couple times already today. And I think this is something that we could potentially auction off. And you know, so this is how it works. So that's Serious Andy. All right, you know Andy. And this is Silly Andy. So you can see Serious Andy and Silly Andy. They're not really different at all. But you get the idea, you get the gist of it.
That's fantastic, and you really did...
I drew these in my office today on the way over, yeah.
All right, so we are going to auction these off.
Let's do it.
All right, so we're going to auction this
off. All right, let's auction it off.
What are we going to start the bidding on?
$1 million.
All right, $1 million. Who?
Everybody want to start the bidding? There's Silly Andy, and there's Serious Andy.
All right.
All right, let's start the bidding at $500.
$500.
Oh, very good. Wow.
For Children's Hospital, $500. $700 for Children's Hospital, $700 for Children's Hospital, $700.
Yes, we have two ladies right here. $800, yes?
$800.
Yes, $800.
All right.
This is the cheap side of the audience.
Yes. It's like basically everyone but these two ladies.
This row. Hey, how about this? I don't know if they'd be interested. Do $900, anyone? $900? $1,000. Okay, I don't want to really, like break the bank on these ladies, but what if we give you each one of these for $1,000? Is that acceptable?
Then you have to decide who wants Silly and who wants Serious.
All right.
All right.
Sold to the ladies for
$2,000.
The Children's Hospital.
All right.
What else should we sell?
Hold on. Let's sell
the flowers.
Andy just said he's matching it, so $2,000 from Andy.
Andy
for
is matching it, all right. Thank you, Andy.
Kevin.
Lover.
I think our final topic for this podcast
should
be led by you.
Oh. Yes.
And that would be...
our big primetime show that's happening.
Our big primetime show.
That is tonight. Well, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, December 10th, it's tonight. If not...
if you're listening on the 11th,
it's tonight, too. What about the 12th?
Also tonight.
Three-night NBC primetime event. Go ahead, Kevin.
It's like a holiday spectacular.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, we do a lot of things here, and there are just some things that I am extra, extra proud of. And this is something that, like, I don't think a group of other four people could have pulled off the way we did. We basically...
and an incredible staff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But so all started with an idea we had a year ago. The people at NBC, instantly we pitched it to them, like, we have to make this show.
Yes.
And then from there, we got an incredible staff of people we use here. They started finding these families who needed a holiday miracle. And we basically took what we do on the show.
12 days.
12 days, mixed with the helping we do and the people who just need a boost.
And multiplied times a million-fold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fun. So then we asked celebrity friends to help us deliver these gifts to these people in need.
And they traveled all around the country for us.
And Melissa McCarthy in Atlanta. It was really, really spectacular.
Michelle Obama.
It feels Michael so B. good.
Jordan,
it
Steph
feels
Curry.
Like a really, really nice holiday event.
And it was
Green Dot Bank. If you don't know what Green Dot Bank is,
you will after watching this
check
show.
Check them out because they... have been incredible partners in this.
Insanely
NBC
generous.
Has been incredible partners. Our staff, our crew, all the folks who worked on this show have been, they just worked so hard on this. They did a great job, and we're really, really proud of this show, and we hope you watch. And just
0% chance of you watching this show on the 10th, 11th, or 12th at 8 p.m. and not liking it. That will not happen.
Agreed.
And
just
NBC, 8 o'clock,
do you
the
like-
10th. The 11th and the 12th.
Yep.
Do you like feeling emotional? Do you like giant giveaways? Mm. Do you check because those are both in the show? And do you like huge stars?
Huge stars.
I mean,
but also,
and I have to say, Ellen and I a number of times talked about our fellow celebrities stepping up for this and how proud we were.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that right?
We both looked at each other a couple of times during the production, saying, "I'm so happy that you and I are part of." This sort of fraternity and sorority of big Hollywood stars.
Fraternity and sorority, yeah, is that what you said?
That's
you guys
so
said
cool.
That?
Yeah,
we're part of a community, and we get a lot of flack about living in the bubble in L.A. and we're out of touch.
Is that
and for us to join and call our friends to help was a big deal.
Is that when Lori woke you and said it was time to slow walk?
Yeah, exactly. No, but it was amazing, and it's as is the case with most of our primetime stuff, Kevin really sort of was our leader in this, and it was just great.
It's funny. It's heartwarming.
The fact that we're in an era where we can say most of our primetime stuff.
Yeah, what happened?
Whoever thought we would have primetime stuff.
What idiot put us in primetime?
Yeah, we didn't have the NBC. Same time constraints as we do on our show. Like on our show, we do maybe one of these feel-good things.
Yeah.
Here you get four of them, and we go really in-depth into their backstory, and you get to see what they're like at home and how these gifts are going to change their lives.
And it's funny.
And it's
the way
also
that Ellen can do this with humor is something that no one, I believe, that no one else can do. That's really what makes it.
Yeah, you're laughing and crying all at the same time. It's very fun.
You're not just crying at people's really tough times. Like, you're also laughing your ass off. It's so fun.
Tuesday.
And the people who we feature are laughing.
Yes.
Are laughing and, you know, are so moved by what we've been able to do.
Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, 8 o'clock, 1 hour special each night.
Yep.
Check it out. I think you're really going to love Andy Lastner Productions presents Ellen's Greatest Night of Giveaways.
Oh, my God.
Not a real company. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. And don't forget to watch Ellen weekdays for even more Ellen fun. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye, Portia.
Bye, Portia.
We would so love to know more about you here at Ellen on the Go. Please head over to Wondery.com/survey. It's a really short survey that will help make this show better. The Wondery.com/survey. WONDERY.com/survey. We'd really appreciate hearing from you.